It's certainly good to see your presence this morning. We have quite a few of our members away on trips, and we miss them very much. Hope they have a safe trip back. And this morning early, there was a storm, especially around our place. A lot of thunder and lightning. My wife got up about a little after 3 o'clock, and didn't go back to bed. And I didn't get up, but Sister Mary said she didn't even know it stormed. So either it didn't come over her house, or she was hard to wake up. But we're happy that you're here. And we want to study this morning on the subject, a formula for honest living. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, you might say give them a formula for living a good and happy, honest life. A formula for a peaceful, quiet life. In this lesson, we'll look at three commands that results in honest living. Of course, we know that a Christian should be a very honest person, one that you can believe, one that you can trust, that you know that they're going to do the right thing, because a Christian wants to do what is right. We want to be honest, honest with others, honest with God, and honest with ourselves. But in this lesson, there are three commands that result in an honest living. Study to be quiet, do your own business, work with your own hands. And when we follow these commands, it will lead to an honest life, and we will not lack in those things that we need. In our text there in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 9 through 12, the Apostle Paul encouraging the Thessalonians. Now, some of the Thessalonians thought that Jesus was going to come immediately, right then, and so they quit working, quit providing for their families. And Paul kind of rebukes them in this letter. He says, "But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, that you study to be quiet, that you do your own business, work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, that you may have lack of nothing." We notice here in Paul's letter, he's admonishing the Thessalonians, encouraging them to love one another. Now, he realized that they already love one another to a certain extent, but he encourages them to love one another more and more, to abound in love more and more. And so this is what we as Christians, we need to grow in our love toward one another. We never reach that the highest point. We can always increase our love for one another. And to this end, he encourages behavior that is consistent with a life of love that results in an honest living. That behavior consists of three commands: study to be quiet, do your own business, work with your own hands. And so let's look at this formula for honest living, that we might be the person that God would have us to be. To lead an honest life, let us study to be quiet. What does it mean to study to be quiet? The word study here in the context means to have an ambition or desire for superiority. Yes, to study, to put forth an effort. We want to grow in the knowledge of God's word when we study. And so we study to be quiet. Quiet is used in a figurative sense, a quiet life which does not disturb others or attract the wrong kind of attention. And so we should strive to study to be quiet. The idea then is to desire or be ambitious for the kind of life that isn't a disturbance, it doesn't bring undue attention to ourselves, to live a quiet life. Now, next door, one of our neighbors, just about every weekend on Friday, Saturday nights, they have a party. and they drank, and times passed. It was a lot worse. They all had motorcycles, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, they'd all rev up their motorcycles, and it was kind of difficult to sleep. Now they're in the boating, so he still has a motorcycle, but it's not as bad as it was. But the scriptures teach us as Christians to live a quiet life, a peaceable life. When we have visitors, we invite members or family to our house. We don't stay up all hours of the night, and we don't drink alcohol, and we don't rev up a motorcycle and try to wake up our neighbors. And so Jesus' teaching here is to live a quiet, peaceable life, not to disturb others. Why ought we desire and strive for such a life? Well, it's better than having strife to live a quiet life, a peaceable life. It's better than strife, arguing and fussing with others, bothering others. In Proverbs 17 and verse 1, it says, "Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife." And so the wise man is saying it's better to have just a small amount. It says a dry morsel and quietness there than to have a house full and there's strife. It's better to have less and quietness than it is to have a lot of things and have strife in the house. It's better than burning the candles at both ends. We know that many people are burning candles at both ends. They're always so busy doing this and doing that, and they're running here and running there, and they don't have time to live a quiet and peaceable life. In Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 6, "Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit." And so he's saying it's better to have one handful and have quietness than to have both hands full and have all these problems that come with it. And so it's better to have less sometimes than more. The way of peaceful living is the way of being a child of God. In Matthew 5 and verse 9, it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And so Christians are peacemakers and not troublemakers. And so we study to be quiet, to live a quiet and peaceable life. How do we obtain this quietness in our life? Well, we are to pray for it. Yes, God answers our prayers. Of course, we must put forth the effort ourselves. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 2, we're to pray for kings, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And pray to God for the rulers, that they might rule in a way that we might be able to live a quiet and a peaceable life. Yes, we don't have to fear criminals and killers coming into our house and robbing us and murdering us. Yes, we want to live a quiet and peaceful life. Also, we can be a righteous people. This will help us to live a quiet life. In Isaiah 32 and verse 17, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." And so the effect of righteousness, he says, is quietness. If we live a righteous life, a holy life, living to please God, then we can have that quiet life. Yes, we can strive for peace with all. In Romans 14, verse 19, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, things wherewith one may edify another." And so we need to put forth the effort that we do those things that will lead to peace and quietness. Also, a command here is to lead an honest life. Let us do our own business. What does this mean, to do our own business? Well, it means to mind our own business. A Christian is not to be a busybody, a gossiper, a talebearer, telling lies and falsehoods, meddling in other people's affairs, stirring up trouble in families. A Christian is to do their own business. Yes, we have a society today that loves to mind the business of others. There's so much gossiping that goes on, trying to hurt others' reputations and their name. And so a Christian does not practice these things. A Christian must tend to his own affairs. Paul must re-emphasize this point to the Thessalonians. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 11, notice what Paul wrote to Thessalonians. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. And so Paul had heard how some of the Thessalonians were disorderly. They became busybodies. They were meddling in other people's business rather than their own. He says, with quietness, they work and eat their own bread. And so let's not be busybodies. Let's not be gossipers, talebearers. What does the Bible have to say about minding our own business? In Proverbs 22 and verse 29, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. And so here the wise man is saying that man is to be diligent in his own business, taking care of his own affairs. A lot of times people, they're so busy meddling in other people's affairs, they don't take care of their own business, their own affairs. We're to do our business with a good attitude. In Colossians 3, verse 23, whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. And so what we're to do it heartily, do the best of our ability, put forth the effort to do the best.